it was certainly trending towards them playing this game kind of at all costs. They were set to fly out of Columbus early Saturday morning, touchdown in Champaign just a few hours before the scheduled kickoff, and then get to the stadium and play the game and then head home. And obviously the additional round of testing later on today revealed that they could not do that, that the number of tests really with players had gotten to a point where they had to call this off and pause team activities. And if you guys have been following, I'm sure you are, just when teams pause activities, it's usually not for a day or two. It's usually for a little bit longer. And so now, as you mentioned, the focus is, can they get back on the field in the practice field, and then obviously on the game field next week for the Michigan State game? If not, they will in all likelihood be eliminated from the Big Ten championship game contention, because unless the average number of games in the league drops below six, they will not have enough games to qualify, just like Wisconsin right now does not have enough games to qualify.
Adam, what do you think the timeline is on that? When do you think we'll know how serious this is for Ohio State going forward?
Right. Yeah, Myron, I think we'll find out, I certainly more in the next few days. I mean, Ohio State's going to do whatever it can to try to minimize the stoppage. But the problem is that their test numbers have gone in the wrong direction. And we heard earlier in the week some reports that the COVID numbers had gone up, but they were still practicing on Thursday. They were still preparing their final workouts to get ready to get on the plane and go to Champaign in the morning. And so it's not, even though it was sort of heading in a tough direction, they felt like it could be okay so they could play the game. And the fact that it has continued to go in a poor direction in terms of numbers suggests that I would imagine they'll be stopped at least through the weekend, and probably not until middle of next week when they can sort of reevaluate where they're at. So there's obviously a number of things here: who has tested positive, how many in a certain position group, who's in contact tracing. All of that factors into when Ohio State can resume its activities.